But in another moment, the Kotzker said, a man came to him and told him that he wants the Kotzker to give him ideas about prayer, how he can pray better. So the Kotzker threw him out. The Kotzker was also a man of that, you know, one of the Jews that didn't brook much of anything. So he threw him out. Threw him out with shouts, with... And then a poor farmer went in, and he, you know, he was with him 10, 15 minutes. And the other man whom he threw out was a wealthy man. He was a leader. He was, he was from the leading aristocrats. So later, one of his talmidim had the nerve to ask him, Rebbe, how come, you know, this guy you threw out, and he was saying he's such an important man in the community and everything. And then this farmer, this Jewish peasant that came in, you know, he was there for 10, 15 minutes. I mean, what do you have to talk to him about? So the Kotzker said, you know, I'll tell you. He says, that man came in and he asked me how to pray better, but in his heart he's only interested in how to make more money. The whole thing is only to impress me. So I threw him out. The farmer came in and asked me to pray that his donkey should become pregnant, and he really meant it. That's what he meant. So he says, for him I have time. So that's the other side of the coin. But the truth of the matter is that most of the holy men in the world are beset by very mundane problems. People very rarely come to them. You know, and they come to them, people in trouble, people without, you know, help them with things that are very difficult for a holy man to see as important. That's what the Talmud tells us, the story of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. He came out of the cave, and he saw people that were plowing, people that were working with fertilizer in the field, people that were interested to grow corn an inch taller. So he said, Manichin chaye olam v'oskim b'chaye shoh. People give up eternity to work on something that's what? That's a few dollars. How can it be? And he looked at them with such a burning penetration that the corn was destroyed. The people fell dead. Nobody could look at him. Because in theory, he's 100% right. In theory, what's the difference? You got the job. You didn't get the job. You met. It's a dollar more, a dollar less. In the long run of history, 100 years from now, it's not going to make any difference. So why don't you do something that 100 years from now will make a difference? But a voice came out from heaven and said to Reb Shimon, go back in the cave. He said, L'hachriv olomi yotzoso. What, you came out to destroy my world? You're 100% right, but that's not the way the world works. Dr. Tversky, when I spoke on the same panel with him at the Aguda convention this year, so Dr. Tversky told a story from one of my first Gemara Rabbeim in Chicago many, many years ago. His name is Rabbi Sachs, Zichrono Levracha. He was such a fine Jew, Nochum Sachs. Fine Litvish Jew. And we were, you know, 10-year-old kids in the class, 11-year-old kids, but they were good kids, and we had a very good Gemara class then. So once he used to ask a question. So he never told you that you were wrong, because he was such a nice person that, you know, even if you were wrong, he never told you were wrong. So Tversky told a story on himself that he once asked him a question, and Tversky gave him a whole complicated answer. So he said, Tversky, you're 100% right, but I'm going to show you where you're wrong. So here, Rav Shimon ben Yochai is 100% right, but the Rebbeinu Shalom said to him, I'm going to show you where you're wrong. The world can't go this way. The world is made up of farmers and laborers and people who worry about their checks and they have families to support. That's the way the world is, right? Yeah, and we have to live in that world. We have to do something for them too.